Ephesians, the 6th chapter, the 10th to the 18th verses. 10th to the 18th verses. Wonderful portion. I'll be speaking a little in reference to it after, because there is a tremendous warfare going on in our souls all the time, from without and from within. And here we're told the impossibility of winning this conflict without the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit on our side. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now be sure and notice the great armor of our God. It's the only possibility of your standing in this day. Your faith would soon collapse if it's depending upon you. That's why it's so essential that your faith be solid, sure, without doubts, that you may stand fast in this evil day. If things became worse, and surely they will, according to God's word, you will have to be able to stand. 14th verse. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness.
And your feet shod in preparation for the gospel of peace.
Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And I'll read the last two verses here, the 19th and 20th. And for me, as your pastor, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. And this is the call of God to the preacher of the Word of God. We're not to be preaching the vain philosophies of men, but we're to be preaching the whole counsel of God, so that your hearts will be strengthened in the things of Christ. You're to be a strong people, mighty in the things of Christ, standing fast with Jesus day by day. And this is not manifested much anymore. And here we are in these last days when Jesus warns us there'll be a falling away in the last days. The love of many shall wax cold. And the very thing he warns you against happens to you with all the warnings. He says, I've forewarned you. I've told you. Don't be caught up in it. And with all that, we see people who love Christ in their hearts and know him as personal Savior, coldness falling away. It shouldn't happen to this people, because we're not only forewarned by God in his word, but from this pulpit, you are forewarned. If you see yourself declining, you are falling into the snare of Satan. Just as simple as that. People in the world will probably say, you know, a lot of preachers around me would say I flip my lid when I talk about Satan. Satan is some figment of the imagination. Well, there's nothing to be spoken about if there's no Satan. We have no conflict. According to the scriptures, sin came into the world by Satan. Now, if there's no Satan, there ain't no sin. And the great battle is between the forces and the powers, satanic powers, against the powers of Christ. The two great spiritual powers in the world, who are they? Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and Satan. Satan is a spiritual power. You can't explain sin without Satan. You can't explain the wickedness of your own hearts without Satan. You're amazed at yourself that you can think the thoughts you think. And the great mystery of evil is that above all that we see upon this earth, there is a spiritual conflict going on. And unless we have on the whole armor of God, and I call you to this more and more, put on that whole armor of God and read it over and over, what you need to be a faithful, solid testimony for Jesus Christ. And it has nothing to do with what anybody else in the family becomes, the children or anything else. I feel sorry for them if they depart from Jesus Christ. They have no answers to life. No philosopher has an answer to life. Well, I won't get into a message on that. But, you know, your heart is just so filled with these things. And put on that whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand with Christ day by day. May God add his blessing to this precious portion of his holy word.